Good morning and welcome to day four. Once again, we get the precious opportunity to sit together. Before we begin, today's tip that I wanted to talk about is a frequently asked question. Some people will ask, should I have my eyes open or closed? And the answer is, it depends on the type of meditation. There are some meditations that the directions are very explicit. You know, open your eyes and rest your gaze in the space in front of you. So, these types of meditations, the idea is to have the eyes just slightly open, resting the gaze in the space in front of you, not focused on anything in particular. It's a very valuable technique for very specific meditations. It's one that you can use in almost any meditation as well. And the idea is that with the eyes slightly open, you're resting your gaze in the space in front of you, a little more light comes in, can keep you fresh. There's particular meditations where you don't want to be as focused inwardly, so you can allow that awareness to be more dispersed. For the meditation that we're doing, it doesn't matter. Eyes closed, eyes open, it's fine. So many meditations, it doesn't matter. Sometimes they will ask you to have your eyes open. And so whatever meditation practice you're doing, it's nice to know what the directions are. And on ours, the shamatha practice could be open or closed when we're on the breath. There are different shamatha practices where you would want your eyes open. Awareness of awareness, for example, you rest the gaze outwardly and your focus is awareness. So when I meditate, I was trained early on to have my eyes slightly open, resting the gaze in the space in front of me. And it's valuable to learn. However, it is really something to do more when you're by yourself. So in a space that's your space, where the light's not too bright, and there's nothing real distracting, a nice sort of vacant area in front of you, then it's a really nice practice. However, when you're in a group, you know, if you have your eyes open, you're drawn to any movement. So you'll be meditating, somebody moves, and it draws your attention away a lot. So in general, when I lead a meditation in there's people in front of me and groups, you know, I tend to close my eyes so that I can be more in my meditation and not distracted so much. So those are just some thoughts on eyes open, eyes closed. There are many benefits in open. There's also benefits in closed. You know, some meditations it matters and some meditations it really doesn't. And our shamatha practice with the breath, it doesn't really matter. So you may find having your eyes closed more of an opportunity to just really focus on the sensations of breath. Whereas if your eyes are open, it might be a little more difficult. But each person's different, so you can explore either option. Okay, so hopefully you're all freshened up and alert and had your coffee or tea as we get ready to begin. I have to put on my glasses so I can see the little timer in front of me. Alright, so let's adopt our posture. Our posture of vigilance. Straight back, mentally alert. Tongue touching the roof of our mouth. Let's just allow our awareness to descend into our body and simply become aware of our body, resting our awareness in the solidity of our body. And now just take a moment to give yourself permission. Permission to let go of any time constraints, worries, or concerns. Find yourself, there's nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This is your time. Give yourself permission to nourish yourself with meditation, to relax and breathe. To engage in one of the healthiest activities imaginable. And I invite you to have a clear motivation for engaging in your meditation practice. Calling to mind why you meditate, how this is beneficial, why it's important, why you deserve it. Now let's just take a little time to do our body scan, relaxing and releasing any tension. Again, this is really stage one, learning to relax and stay alert. So now bring your awareness right up to the crown of your head, right up to the top. I like to focus on an area about the size of a quarter. And from here, we'll slowly scan down with our soothing balm of awareness, melting away any tension that come upon. So let that soothing balm of awareness just flow across your skull, across your forehead, down to your eyes, relaxing and releasing any tension in your forehead, softening the area around the eyes. And let that soothing balm of awareness flow from the eyes down to the chin, relaxing any tension in your cheeks or jaw, softening your lips. Let that awareness now flow down into your neck and into your shoulders. Now from your left shoulder, let that soothing balm of awareness flow down your left arm to your fingertips. And from your right shoulder, down your right arm to your fingertips. Now bringing your awareness into your upper torso and scan from your shoulders down to your waist, relaxing any tension in your back or chest, all the way down to your waist. From your waist, let that awareness flow down your left leg all the way to the soles of your feet. From your waist down your right leg to the soles of your feet. Now, once again, expand your awareness throughout your whole body. Just check in. Any place that needs some attention, any place that it's tense, so just breathe into it, relax it. Exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax, and each out-breath, opportunity to let go. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. when you're ready, with a body that's relaxed and a mind that is alert, and bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Let your breath be natural, unmodified. Allowing your body to just breathe. And you be present and aware of the sensations of each breath as it enters and exits. Each breath a new moment and a new opportunity. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Now let's just take a little time to cultivate the thought, may I be peaceful and at ease. Let's just water the seeds of peace and ease in our body and minds. So with each out-breath, let each out-breath be just a release, a letting go any tension, worries, concerns. Let each in-breath be nourishing, new opportunity, nourishment and potential. As we get ready to bring our meditation to an end, let's just take a moment to call to mind this day, reminding ourselves that it's a precious opportunity that will never come again. Set an intention to live this day in a way that you find meaningful, embodying the values important to you. All right, well, day four. How wonderful, we're in a flow here. So give yourself a little pat on the back and remember to embrace this day. Remembering that you're valuable and these opportunities are valuable. And every day is a new day to be the person you want to be. So let's live it with attention and intention. Be well. We'll see you tomorrow.